Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And what's gone on in Kerry dominates pretty much every front page of an Irish newspaper this morning. So the Irish Daily Mirror, man arrested in Michael murder probe. The Irish Daily Star, gain suspect arrested. The Irish Daily Mail, Kerry death, man arrested. Then the Irish Sun, Mike, cops in shock, murder arrest. A man has been arrested on suspicion of the murder of Kerry farmer Michael Gain. A photograph of about 12 Gardaí on the front of the Sun with shovels digging. And Gardaí detained a suspect aged in his 50s yesterday afternoon over the disappearance of the Kenmare man who vanished on the 20th of March. There's a huge operation on Mike's farmland where body parts were found late enough on Friday evening, Friday night. And quite emotional seeing on the news last night as the hearse was driving by some neighbours and family and friends to see these grown farmers crying as the hearse went by. So obviously big news coming from Kerry, and it seems like developments are happening rather rapidly in that particular case. It's also on the front of the Irish Independent, but the main story on that paper is that the average mortgage being drawn down by first-time buyers and movers has soared in value over the last decade, which of course is great news for anybody trying right now to get a mortgage, because the average amount being borrowed to buy a home is now €341,000. And what that means is, in the space of the last 10 years, the average mortgage has gone up by 150 grand. So almost 80% of a rise in the average new mortgage drawn down. This is a new report from the Indo and Doddle.ie, the Mortgage Switching Index. So not the happiest of stories if you're trying to get a mortgage, or indeed if you're trying to rent this morning. The Irish Times has the news that rents are climbing faster than at any point over the past 20 years. So mortgages are higher, a lot higher than 10 years ago. Rents are climbing faster than at any time over the last 20 years. The national monthly average between January and March is now €2,000 for the first time. So the average rent in Ireland right now, over €2,000. How anyone is supposed to rent and be able to save for a mortgage is beyond me. You'd want to be on some amount of money. According to the Daft.ie report, the cost of renting increased by 3.4% in the first 3 months of the year. And as you would imagine, the average rent in Dublin is the most expensive. Ronan Lyons will be on News Talk Breakfast this morning to discuss that particular report. Also, Joe Biden on the front of the Irish Times after he was diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer. And that cancer has now spread to the bone. And Mr. Biden was diagnosed on Friday, so it's all moving very quickly. He was diagnosed on Friday after experiencing urinary symptoms. Amazing the level of detail about former presidents' health you're given. And he and his family are reviewing treatment options with their doctors. So it's the most aggressive form, it would seem, of prostate cancer. And now this morning we've all the politicians out wishing him well, like Obama, Trump and Kamala Harris. Inside the papers then, the Irish Times has a report telling us that RTE has spent more than €140,000 on makeup over the past 2 years. Of course, it is a visual medium, so they have to spend some money on makeup. But what's interesting about the report is nearly half of that money has gone to Brown Thomas for makeup. And certainly of the girls I know, while some of them would have some nice and expensive makeup bits, they're not spending half their budget on makeup on items that are quite expensive from places like Brown Thomas or I'm trying to think of expensive makeup providers, but certainly they would be the higher end of the scale at Brown Thomas. RTE said it uses cosmetics across thousands of hours of TV programmes that were produced each year. So the total bill from January to March of this year was 144, sorry, from January 2023 to March this year was €144,000. So they're spending about €5,500 every month on makeup. And Brown Thomas is the most favoured outlet for RTE. €67,000 spent in Brown Thomas. They spent €3,000 on Amazon, €4,500 at Tesco, and €4,100 at Boots Chemists, buying makeup cosmetics for their guests on the telly. Staying with the TV, the Eurovision, Austria obviously won it. But now the Mail tells us that Austria So basically in Austria at the moment, they're on a big savings drive and they're now wondering how they're going to be able to afford to actually host the Eurovision. They don't know where in Austria to host it or how they're going to afford to pay for it, officials said yesterday. Much of the discussion in Austria now seems to be where we're going to find the tens of millions to host the Eurovision. Obviously, we had Basel and Switzerland this year. There's talk that it would be Vienna, which is the capital, but can they find the money for it, it would seem? Still, the paper is pouring over the results as well of the Eurovision. And for a while, you could even hear with some of the commentators, they were quite nervous that Israel were going to win. But of course, in Ireland, we gave Israel 12 points in the semi-final and we gave Israel 10 points in the final. So there's a lot about that in the papers today. Also a lot about tourism. And I know the Irish people love going to the Canaries, to your Tenerifes, your Lanzarotes, your Gran Canarias. Well, locals there have had enough. The Indo tells us thousands of people protested against tourism in the Canaries yesterday, urging authorities to limit the number of visitors to protect local residents. Because residents are getting fed up that they can't get anywhere to rent because all the places to rent are for the tourists. There's also a lot of traffic congestion in the Canaries. Now, that's their version of traffic congestion, which might be slightly different to what you get in Dublin city centre. And they say that all the services on the Canaries are overburdened because of the amount of tourists, and they have logos that say Canaries have a limit. And tourism is very important, but they say that the collapse is total, says a hotel manager in Tenerife. So you can read more about that in the Indo. I'm sure you'd still feel welcome if you go to the Canaries, but they are expressing concern about the number of visitors they're getting. And you might need to go to the Canaries with the nice weather that we're having here. Although I see in the papers, it's a bit of a return to a typical Irish summer, because the Star says after 2 weeks of glorious sunshine, we have rain and thunderstorms on the way. However, it's not all bad news this week. Temperatures will be above average for this time of year. It could be 23 degrees on Wednesday, and the high pressure is weakening, and there are indications that similar conditions will soon return. But in the meantime, we're going to have a bit of rain and thunderstorms, which I'm sure our plants are crying out for, so they won't mind too much. The Mail tells us we have a queen of the scones in Ireland. Her name is Mary Buckley, and yesterday she was named as Ireland's best baker in a national competition sponsored by Gala. And she had the recipe for success with her award-winning scones. And if you want to emulate her, the scones recipe is in the Mail today. And she says she's completely overwhelmed. And she says her scones have always held a special place in our family. And finally, staying with food, apparently you should never, ever, ever pour gravy on someone's dinner. The Star tells us pouring gravy onto someone else's dinner without their permission could earn you a roasting. Apparently, gravy on a roast is a personal decision, and people who step in as communal pourers risk ruining the whole plate. Depends how much you love gravy or not, and also depends on the gravy, how watery it is or not. And we're told, according to a new survey, 81% of people say adding gravy to someone else's meal is socially unacceptable. It risks the wrong consistency, gravy touching items that it shouldn't, and oversaturating roast spuds or Yorkshire puddings. And those who are quizzed for this poll say mass gravy pouring goes from mildly annoying to relationship ending. Several admitted to secretly scraping the gravy off their plate, and others refused to eat a meal because someone else had poured the gravy for them. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.